Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Have you ever wondered why God had Moses write this verse in the Bible, and the man and his wife were both naked and unashamed? Well, I certainly have, and today we hope to find out why. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're finishing up a series on the four laws of marriage, coming out of those verses in Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. And of course, if you've missed any of this series, you're welcome to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to get caught up. So, Bruce, why is that verse in the Bible anyway?
Well, I think, Cap, God's trying to make two points. The first one is that he performed a marriage on this new couple. It says, the man and his wife. And the word wife there means a woman who is married to a man. So Moses seems to be presenting us a clear picture of marriage. God intends that men and women partner for life in marriage.
You know, Bruce, I've always read that, but I never really thought that through, that woman in this particular chapter is called a wife. Of course, that does seem to suggest that God did perform a wedding. I never thought of that. So what's the next point?
Well, and the next point is that there was perfect intimacy between Adam and Eve. There was no fear. There were no secrets. They could say anything they wanted to each other. They had nothing to hide. They were experiencing that perfect oneness, intimacy.
And that's what we were talking about last week as well. Mm-hmm. That intimacy is total openness and total trust.
Exactly. But what's the first thing that happens, Cap, then after Adam and Eve eat from the tree that they weren't supposed to eat from?
They went down to the local tailor and covered their nakedness with some fig leaf suits.
Yeah, they got the fig leaves made. That's right. You see, there's two intimacies that were shattered at the fall. The one intimacy that existed between Adam and his God, and the other intimacy that existed between Adam and his wife. So sin breaks the intimacy between God and man and his wife, or wife and her husband, as the case might be. And that's why law four today is so important. It's the law of purity. We can't have the marriage God intended for us to have if our relationships with him and our spouses have been broken by sin.
So, if I'm tracking with you, our marriages are greatly affected by the spiritual condition of our lives as husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not right with God, I certainly can't be right with my wife.
That's right. You're tracking right on. That's law four. We must be right with God in order to be right with our spouses. So that means we need to have a real interest in the spiritual condition of our life mates.
Well, what does that look like in a marriage?
Well, let's say that one partner struggles with a little sin of the lack of contentment. You know, they do a little overspending here, a little overspending there, and that can become a source of irritation to the other spouse when the bills come in and there's not enough money to cover the end of the month. And if this pattern continues to go unchecked, it's not only going to lead to financial disaster, but marital disaster.
And Bruce, this is also often so subtle as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch as well.
That's right.
You know, we can also say that undealt with sin could also ruin a marriage. Would that be fair?
That's exactly true. Undealt with sin in the life of an individual partner is going to lead to marital discord. And there's no such thing as little sins, Cap. That's what you just said. And that's a lie that comes from the father of lies, the devil, who hates God and all of us as his children. And if he had his way, he would break every marriage held by Christians and laugh with delight in our demise. But the Bible also teaches us that our enemy is defeated. Greater is he that lives within you and me than he that lives in the world. And God has given us a power to help us defeat the temptation and maintain intimacy with him and our spouses. And that power comes through the person of the Holy Spirit.
So, Bruce, what do we need to do to keep our lives and marriages where they need to be?
Well, that's a great question, Cap. First, we need to start with our own lives. We can't blame our spouses for where we are. Jesus said, hey, let's not worry about the splinter in your spouse's eye when there's a log in our own. We need to take care of the sin in our life first, and then we need to seek forgiveness from God for that sin and then from our spouse about that sin. And God tells us in his word, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive, and we as spouses should be willing to grant one another forgiveness as well. And in fact, if we're not forgiving, we're sinning. And then finally, we need to establish a level of spiritual intimacy that will help us identify sin issues in our lives that can inflict major damage. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week. But until then, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.